For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team knocked off Michigan Tech last night 4-1. The final score, Ethan Somoza with a pair of goals in the third period. He now joins us on our pregame show. Congratulations on the goals, Ethan. The first goal, you were tied up with one of their guys on the side of the net. What specifically was tied up, and where was it all tied up?
I think one of their defensemen got a stick stuck in the net, but it was somehow in between my legs, and me and him were tied up for a couple seconds there, and then eventually I got loose, and Millsy got the puck behind the net, and he slid it to me and was able to put it in.
You couldn't have really been expecting to get a pass right away. Did Millsy call for you, or how did you know that thing was coming your way so fast?
No, I noticed he got it behind the net right as I was getting loose, and then he slid it to me, and yeah, I just saw him with the puck at the last second there, and he got it to me, and I was able to get a piece of it and get it in.
The second one, Brendan Harris is in front of you. He's got his back to you. He may have looked over his shoulder to find you. I don't know. Were you calling for it or not?
I don't even know if I was calling for it. It was a hell of a pass by him.
In both instances, the puck is not on your stick very darn long. How has that always been a part of your game, of quick release and getting the thing on target?
Yeah, I like to keep my game simple. I don't like to carry the puck too much. I leave that to Harry and Millsy out there. I like to get the puck and make plays quick. And both those instances, I just got it and shot it on net quickly.
This game is sure weird. I think you had four shots in the first period. I think the fourth one may have been the goal, a minute and change in. And then Zach Driscoll bails you out the rest of the period. Yeah, that's part of his job. But what did you as a teammate and as a captain like about what he was able to do? Because he was controlling rebounds and he was downright dominant tonight.
Yeah, he just hung in there for us. We got the first one right away, and then we kind of fell asleep for the rest of the first and throughout the second, and he just kept us in there. He stayed tough, he stuck with it, and he bailed us out until we got going in the third. So that was great by him.
This is not an easy place to come and play. When there's no band and no fans, is it easier?
Maybe a little bit. When they get a goal, it's not as loud in here, so maybe it plays a little bit of a factor, but either way, it's still tough to play here.
They're still a dang good team. They like to stretch. They like to go across ice, and a lot of misdirection and hitting guys on the back door. Defensively, what do forwards have to do in situations like that?
We got to make sure we're getting back on the back check because they're flying guys out of the zone, and they're looking for odd man rushes, and then they're making plays to the slot every time they get a chance, so we got to make sure we're collapsing to the slot. I mean, they're a really good team, and we're going to be in for a battle tomorrow.
I would anticipate them to come out guns a-blazing. Are you ready for that start?
Yeah. I mean, we got to be ready for that. I can't imagine that they're going to be happy with their third period, so they're going to come out hard in the first, and we got to be ready to fight that.
You guys are like 6-1 now when you score first, and you're 1-5 when you don't score first. It's oversimplifying the game, but when you're playing with the lead, you're better, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, nobody wants to play from behind. It's pretty simple. Get ahead and stay ahead. And yeah, just shut it down once you're ahead.
Best of luck.
Thank you.